弟兄姐妹们平安。
Greetings, brothers.
很高兴站在这里，很久没有这么高兴来跟大家分享。我的题目就是赴羔羊的宴席。赴羔羊宴席。
I'm full of joy to be standing here today to share. My theme today is to join the festival of our Lamb.
这个的感觉跟这个的意念呢、在过去这一两个礼拜或者三个礼拜四个里面 全在我的心中激动。我说必须要上去，第一个是赞美感谢我们的三位的姐妹兄弟的婚姻是这样子的美善，这样子的感动我。
I've been having the urgency of feeling the joy, and I would like to share, especially from the recent weddings from our young brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 经过这三次的婚礼以后，我里面的内心满了喜乐的涌流，就想到说，还有一个婚姻我一定要去的。
After attending the three weddings, I just have more urgency that there's one more wedding I need to go.
这声音就从里面，从圣经里面出来。
And this calling is from the Bible.
你要赴羔羊的宴席吗
？You should attend the festival of the Lamb.
我去。
I do want to go.
我们在过去在几个礼拜中间的话，我们三个的谢谢。我们这三个家庭的话，第一个我们都知道刘金石，这个跟这个杨松英姊妹，他们的大女儿是 Rosemary， 跟谁呢 ？Calvin 是在另外一周举行婚礼。有几家那么远呢、就开车去，觉得非常非常的喜乐。
I'll interrupt. Rosemary, daughter of Jin Si and Song Ying, got married in another state, and several families from here they drove there to attend the wedding.
第二家就是董正富跟谢志新的女儿 Madeline 跟 Joseph。两个人的婚礼在这里举行。
Another wedding that was held right here was Madeline and her husband Joseph, and Madeline is Zixin and Zheng Fu's daughter.
在我过去结婚已经44年中间，我第一次享受到这么华丽、这么有秩序安排的婚礼从这里进来。
That was the first time I really enjoyed such well-organized wedding right at our church here.
后来的 reception 在 St. Andrew Golf Club 在那边举行。
And the reception was held at another place, St. Golf.
那个地方我听了很久了，是 Kansas City 最好的高尔夫球场。
I've heard of that reception place for a long time. It's one of the best in the KC area.
一年以前就订好了。
Oh, they reserved that place a year ago.
第三个我们都知道是 Timothy 跟 Jessica 的婚礼。
The third wedding is Jessica and Timothy, Andrew and Levi's son.
他们在外州结了婚以后回来在这里举办宴席，请我们的弟兄姐妹们参加。
They got married out of state and they came home here in the hometown. They like to give us the reception to celebrate.
我非常的喜乐在那个地方的话，我来了 Kansas City 这么久了，第一次说这个地方有 barbecue grills.
I was overjoyed, and one of the reasons was the barbecue place that was invited, the best in town.
在那里的话，我碰到了主人所请来的这些客人，我们是多年没见的。
There, I met all the guests that the host family invited, and some of them I have not seen them for quite a few years.
非常非常的喜乐。
Full of joy.
Oh, 你是阿明啊，阿明好久不见啊。阿明是佛牧师的侄儿，还有他的太太。
I met Amin and his wife, and he is Pastor Feng's nephew.
另外的话，我们看到这个哦，孙女，孙女 Joy， 孙女，好久不见了，女儿好吗
？I saw 孙女。
Joy 孙女。
Joy 孙 ，Joy 孙。孙女 ，Oh okay, yeah.
还有那些的。走路也是这样子的哦、oh, Anne 跟胡医师好久都没有看到你也来了
I even saw people with
胡医师
胡医师 even though the gate was not stable but it was so good to see them there
香港仔 Emil 也来了
I saw Emil
大家都在那边的过境中间我想到我们建立教会的时候这么多的人在外面还没有进来的现在已经在羔羊的婚宴里面全部都来了。
I recall that the first day when we were building this church, and we have so many brothers and sisters, and on that wedding day, we saw each other again.
这个学到什么东西呢？在婚宴中间。
And what we get out of from this?
我们学到年轻的一代看到我们这些弟兄姐妹的家庭，他们的儿女们。婚姻上的配合中西可以的
and we can see just because of our faith no matter who they get married to they are going to be unified in Jesus Christ
只要我们是在主里面的弟兄姐妹
as long as we're brothers and sisters from him
我们也记得我们自己以前说你不可以嫁给美国人哦
we often say do not marry someone and not from the same your ethnic group
现在这个隔绝打开了，就是因为基督的爱的。
It's not true anymore that the unified in Christ.
跟后面要上来的那些一般的一座两座青年人，我看了好高兴啊！他们都有了个榜样摆在前面。
And they're really great role models for our young brothers and sisters, and they can see what their marriage could be.
下面的两个姐姐是美国人的，她的这个。嫁的是美国人，他的话我不知道了。他给他可能开了一条路，可以看见他的。
Samuel， 哦、oh, ，OK。Samuel's two sisters are married, American-raised Americans, and yeah, they're showing him how marriage can be like in Christ.
我们打开圣经了，现在羔羊的婚姻是怎么安排的？打开启示录第十九章第六节。
Revelation.
19:9 这个仇敌魔鬼以后他做完了这里就讲到我念给大家听第六节就说我听见好像群众的声音众水的声音大雷的声音说哈利路亚因为主我们的神全能在做完了
Revelation 19:6 Then I heard what sounded like a greatmultitude like the roar of rushing waters and like loud peals of thunder shouting Hallelujah for our Lord God Almighty reigns
第七节说我们要欢喜快乐将荣耀给他因为羔羊婚宴的时候到了新妇也自己预备好了 It's time.
Verse 7 Let us rejoice and be glad and give him gloryFor the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
第八节就说，那个羔羊的新妇她怎么穿呢？她就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Verse 8, fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people.
这是第一个条件，你必须穿上圣洁的白衣，这代表你是个圣洁的心腹，是羔羊所喜悦的。
And this aid is very much the condition one, and so we can be holy.
我们看到在这个三个这个婚姻中间的话，他们必须要有第一个有计划准备。
And we can see from the recent three weddings, there got to be some planning and organization, actually a lot of planning organization.
第二个，他必须要执行他要做的事情，在这里摆布。
Second is to carry out all the plannings in the actual place.
第三，必须有个盛大的宴会来迎接这些来参加的人。
The third, condition three is to welcome all the guests to come and celebrate.
有准备。
So lots of preparations.
创世以前，他已经在耶稣基督里定了这个计划。
Yeah, in the Bible, the plan has already been there.
他要成为我们的新郎，羔羊的新郎。
He's going to become our groom, the lamb.
我们看到后面的时候，神把这个国降临的时候，他就告诉大家说，神有个愿意，他愿意在支扎帐篷在我们当中与人同住。
So we can see in the Bible that the kingdom, Lord mentioned that He would like to set up the tents to reside with all of us.
而且的话，他要宣告说，你们要做我的子民。
And He declares, "You are going to be my children."
我要做你们的父。
I am going to be your father.
这是神的心意。
And there is Lord's purpose.
神已经在创世纪里面讲到，他开创伊甸乐园的时候就已经有这个心意。
Lord has this will even when He created Eden.
所有的创造都造好了以后，人是最后造的，要享受神给我们安排的乐园里面的情况的。
Lord created the whole world first, and then He last created a human being to manage and enjoy His creation.
我们失败了，因为我们自高自大。
We failed because we think too big of ourselves.
我们出去漂流在外了。
We just wander around.
等了几千年以后，神在新约里面他又定了一个旨意，要叫他的儿子来成就他的计划。
After we wandered thousands of years in the desert, in the New Testament, God sent His only Son and to come and reveal His will.
道成肉身住在我们当中，充充满满的有恩典。
Now His word becomes flesh and come into us to show all His revelation to save us.
怎么救呢？就是把自己身体献上。
He saved us via the way to offer Himself.
流血。
Bleeding.
救我们不配的罪人。
Save us, all of us are not worthy.
所以保罗啊，就告诉我们，主来建立他的教会的时候，心腹的时候，他说。你们就像那个贞洁的童女，已经许配给基督了。这个。
So Paul mentioned when Lord come to create the church, it was truly like the virgins and married the groom.
教会是基督用他的宝血买赎回来的。
All churches are truly redeemed by His worthy blood.
心腹他要娶。好了，我们看到这里的时候。我们就看到耶稣基督他怎么成就的，在罗马约翰福音十四章这边，耶稣要被钉十字架的时候，他告诉他门徒说，你不要忧愁。
In John chapter 14, when Jesus was about to be hanged on the cross, He said, do not be sad.
你要信父，你也要信我。
Believe in the Heavenly Father, believe in me.
这新耶路撒冷的这个建造，它是与父共同的。我去是为你们预备地方。
Yeah, in New Jerusalem, it mentioned, I go there just prepare for the place for you.
在我父家里面有许多的空的这个房。
In the house of my father, there are a lot of available places.
若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。我去是要你们啊，预备了心，我来要接你们。我在哪里，你们也要在哪里。这是基督的。
Just prepare your heart. I will find the place for you.
所以的话，我们看到希伯来书中间的过去历代里面的圣徒， 他们到最后的时候，他们要仰望那一柱在天上的新的耶路撒冷。
In Hebrew, it mentioned so many generations of disciples. Eventually, they look at the star.
亚伯拉罕的信心看见那个是城，这个城是神自己所经营、所创造的。
Because that city was created by Lord Himself.
他在那里要等候。他们那个就讲说，如果没有跟后面来的这些信徒们一起同住，我们就不得满足。
And he had been waiting there and waiting for the new disciples and come reside together.
所以的话，我们看到我们新约的信徒跟旧约的信徒以后要联合进到神所预备的那个新的耶路撒冷。
So we can tell the believers or disciples from the old and both old and New Testament, we are going to enter the same place eventually.
好吧，我们跟现在看呢，羔羊的问世宴席到的时候，这个已经预备好的要从天上降下来。这里的话，我们看到二十一章，启示录第二十一章，这边写一章一节，到了这个第四节。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 1.
到第四节，我看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有，海是罪的。这个。
Verse 1, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。
Prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
我们要用属灵的眼光去跟那个约翰所讲的这个话配起来。底下就想呢，神的心意就出来了。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的事。就是神愿意与我们人同住，他所创造的我们这些人，他必须有这个心意，爱我们就爱到底。
Yeah, verse 3 is about Lord is so willing to dwell with all of us.
所以的话，他就讲说，第四节就是讲到说，我们现在这个苦难在世界上，特别这个时代里面 ，COVID 战争，饥荒要来了，那些东西战争以后最大的两个粮食运输的苏联跟这个乌克兰。如果没有这个供应的话，可能也缺少很多。这个就在我们这种世代里面，我们要仰望神给我们带领，从这困难中间，我们能看到新的盼望。
And verse 4 is truly about wipe tears and truly look upon Lord, especially how we're going to handle the reality in our this world.
第四节就讲到说，在这个离开这苦难的世界的时候，我。他神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再死亡，也不再悲哀、号哭、疼痛，因为以前的事过去了，都过去了。
Verse 4, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
你们有没有这个 dream? 有没有这个看到神所应许的？
Have you ever seen the promise from Him?
我们从这个时代中间，我们要过去这些攻击我们、残害我们所有的灾难，在主来的时候，所有的都要不见了。
All the things in the world will pass away.
所以他第六节说，都成了，都成了，神的救赎恩典都成了。
It will be fulfilled.
得胜的，你可以得到这个。所以我们从这里的话，我们可以看见他说。那这样子的话，这一座城啊，要有一个见证，我们才能够得到的。
So for the city, we need a testimony to claim the city.
第九节这边讲说，那个拿了金碗 七个经文要最后要惩罚在这里讲，那个天使有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹就是羔羊的妻子给你看。
Verse 9, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of seven last plagues came and said to me, come I'll show you the bride.
好像我们就觉得说，哎呀，心腹应该是个人啊，是人，我们整个教会的宇宙化中间，你就是那一位心腹。
We kind of feel, assume the bride should be a real person, but it is, and that the bride is truly the, I can't remember.
心腹啊。所以他这里就讲说，圣灵感动，你看到这个心腹是什么？第十节说，我被圣灵感动说，天使带我到一个叫高山，就由那里，在那里由神那里从天而降的是什么？耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷。
Verse 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
简单的说，耶稣去为预备地方，主耶稣在那里预备的时候，时候到了，他要降下来这个新的城市。我们的神也预备人心与他同居，帐幕在人间。那我简单的就说，这耶路撒冷这个新城的话，照着这个纸约翰所写的，有四千高，四千宽，四千深。四千，我们从这堪萨斯到纽约的话就这么长了，可以住所有历代的人住在里头的。
So when Lord is preparing our place, He's going to come in back to get us. And the city Jerusalem, brother mentioned the dimension, and it's really about the distance from KC to New York City.
这他有的解经的人或者看见说，这个就像至圣所里面那个方块一样。
This is like
进到至圣所来。
至圣所有。
Holy and Holy.
It's truly like the cubicle in the Holy.
Holy
of Holy. Thank you.
根基是什么？
What's the foundation?
它的根基，新约里面的话就是十二使徒的根基，你去看呢。
In the New Testament, the 12 disciples could be the foundation.
门呢？
Where's the entrance?
你看，有是十二个支派，所以旧约的十二支派跟新约的十二支派合起来，这个心腹就是历世历代以来的信主的人。
It's about the 12 tribes as well as the 12 disciples from the New Testament.
哦，我们看到这个里面的漂亮啊，金的街道。透明的玻璃，可以神住在里面，他的光，他自己的光就成为所有照亮的明灯。
The structure is magnificent itself because of the radiation from the Lord.
我实在是很高兴的，就说主啊，你让我从这个几三个婚姻中间提醒我，我年纪这么大的时候，主啊，我有愿望，我愿意去赴羔羊的婚宴呐。
And brother was sharing from the recent three weddings. He was calling out to the Lord. Lord, I enjoy the weddings on earth. I do enjoy better the wedding from the Lamb.
怎么进去啊？
How do I enter there?
你请帖达到了没有？
Have you got the invite yet?
他很简单的就是讲说，穿上那个新妇穿上那洁白的衣服，就是我们外表的圣洁，你必须要有在乎。世上为他做见证的圣洁。
The invite is so simple from him, just to wear the white linen to be holy.
里面呢，我们必须要有羔羊的印记在额上。
And inside, we need to have a symbol from the Lord.
并且呢，你在生命册上已经注册登记了。
And you should have your name on the book of the life.
其他不信的呢，他没有这个福分。
Non-believers will not get the blessings.
我唱去董弟兄的婚宴，他女儿的婚宴里面，那个就是分析啊。你进去以后，他说你看他照片，不是照片，你要去看你的位置在哪里，还有你要照一张照片， 上面可以写你的 comment， 外要有这么分析，我从来没有看过，也没有听过。所以你进去耶路撒冷新城的时候，你进去的时候头上有基督耶稣的印记，心诚心向主的时候，你已经得救了，你在生命册中间，你已经那里有名的，你可以进去了就可以了。
It's like when you go to actual wedding, you need to find your spot that has your name, so that's your designated area. And when we go to the wedding of the Lamb, we should also have the symbols to show where his children.
我时间占的太多了，所以我最后就讲了几句话，就是像这个约翰所讲的，在这个启示录第七章。第22章七节这边所说的，耶稣发出请天，看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Revelation 22 verse 7 is truly the invite from him. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in this scroll.
四十节说，那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可以得权柄进入生命树那里，从那里可以进到城里面去。
哪一节 ？Sorry。
Chapter 14。Sorry。
Revelation chapter 14 verse 22。22章14节。Oh yeah, blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city.
谢谢。那其他不信的，这有些人呢，就是什么呢？这些在城外的那些，就跟他讲说，那些人不信的、胆怯的、犯淫乱的、拜偶像的，这些人都没有份了，不能进去。
Without the belief, we would not be able to enter.
最后这个约翰就从主那里领受，说二十节说，证明这事的就是耶稣自己，证明有，是他讲说了，是的，我必快来。
Verse 20 says, He who testifies to these things say, Yes, I am coming soon.
而且呢，这个约翰又说：“阿门，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。”
John said, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus."
这个就是我自己的祷告。我不能看到主再来，但是主要看着我，他接我去。
This is also my prayers.
他的计划中间，时间他是无限的，是永生的。我是有限的，也许我看不到他再来。再来事情以后可以再讲，这个帖撒罗尼迦书讲得很清楚，我们要改变，像他的形体一样的进去与他相会。
In his timing, he is infinity.
谢谢这几次的婚宴，能让我这个古老衰弱，而且那种开始对主的爱的信心搅动起来了，我欢喜了，我快乐了。主啊，我还有盼望。我们的教会里面的青年人，这一代的人，我是四十四年结婚的时候，如果照着这个出埃及，已经超过四年一代了。起来了，我们教会人起来了，祷告会起来了，还有这些爱主的弟兄姐妹去探望病弱，看这些有病的，看这些离开教会不想回来的。都已经在鼓动着他们，将会活起来了。我们有盼望，主耶稣啊，我愿你快来拯救我们，带领我们进到那心腹你所成就的，在我们身上教会所预备的工作，把荣耀归给你。哈利路亚，阿们。
Yeah, brother said he's very grateful for the recent weddings because he thinks he's kind of aged man.But to see the new generation have all this joy, it kind of recreate all the joy inside him. And he's just cannot stop sharing.
呀，感谢主。想是有很多婚宴，那我们也看到那一个荣耀的盼望。
Praise Lord, we really have abundant weddings in our church.
听说还有一个还要来是
吗？还有一个。There's another one upcoming.
我想也感谢主，我想两个星期前，我想是西岸特会，我想我就跟大家也分享一下在西岸特会的一点感受。Yeah.
2 weeks ago, it was the West Coast special meeting.
Yeah, 我们这里很多弟兄姊妹们都知道西岸特会嘛。Yeah, 我们也去了很多年，我想这些对我们是很有帮助的。
We have been attending quite many years. It truly built us up a lot.
那我们讲到，我们都很盼望去那个羔羊的婚宴。
Yeah, we were saying we're so eager to attend the wedding of the Lamb.
Yeah, 我们也知道那个要求是，其实不是一个低的要求。那我们以为很多时候我们得救就以为可以去了。Yeah.
Yeah, the invite it sounds easy, but truly it was not quite.
其实不止是吧？因为那一个义，那个义袍是吧？那个是圣徒所行的义。
Because the holy robe is only for the believers.
那个是需要十字架在我们身上来工作的。
And that robe needs to be created by the work of the cross.
我想感谢主，西岸特会这三十多年一直是讲的神永远的旨意。
The West Coast Special Meeting throughout the last over 30 years, it has truly been teaching about the Lord's will, purpose.
所以今年的主题是在腓立比书第三章。
This year, the theme is about Philippians chapter 3.
实际上是第十节，那主要是在腓立比书第三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
所以第十节是讲到使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
对不起，我这个软件又不 work 了。
Chapter 3, verse 10, Philippians.
我的可以帮我念一下吗？你找到了。Still stays on the last page.
Becoming like him in his death.
Yeah, 谢谢。所以他们这一句话里面有一句很重要，是一个，所以主题就是认识基督。
The theme is to know about Jesus.
Christ.
Christ.
Yeah, to know Christ. Yeah. 然后它有四个分题。
There's four
subtitles.
第一个是认识基督为至宝。
The first one is to treat Christ as the most precious.
那个是在腓立比书第三章第八节里面的。
That is the Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
Yeah. 所以那里是讲到，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
So it mentioned, what is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
Yeah. 所以那一个，第一个是认识基督为至宝。
So again, the first one is to truly consider Jesus Christ as my most precious.
第二个是讲的，晓得他复活的大能。
The second one is to truly know the power of his resurrection.
然后第三个是晓得和他一同受苦。
受苦。
受苦 ,suffering.
The third is to truly know we may have this suffering together with him.
然后第四个是在腓立比书第也是第三章是第十二节里面出来的，但简单的说就是认识基督为标杆。
And the fourth one is still from Philippians chapter 3 verse 12. It is basically to treat Christ as our
goal. Yeah. 所以腓立比书第三章十二节，那你说不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
So Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 says, not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of what for Christ, for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
所以这里是讲到，是吧？我要竭力追求。是吧？然后要得着基督，所以呢，讲到基督是我们的目标。
So this is truly about we do need to pursue on Christ and reach the goal of really gaining His life.
我想那些信息都在网上，那信息很丰富呀。如果是有愿意追求的弟兄姊妹们，是可以去听。
The message from the special meeting should have been posted online if you would like to go check it out.
Yeah, 我们我想这次西岸特会它是 hybrid, 就是有在那个地方的，然后是实体聚会，还有很多是在网上聚会。
So this meeting this time was in a hybrid mode. It can be in person or online.
我们是在网上参加。
We attend it from home.
我想我也只分享一点，我想一些吧，就是一些里面一些感受比较深的地方。
I have a few highlights to share.
一个我想是讲到很多。我想是在讲到耶稣认识耶稣基督为至宝的这一点的时候，那个是郭弟兄，他有特别提醒我们。
Number one thing I'd like to share is when we talk about how to treat Christ as our precious, Brother Guo has some mentioning.
想他特别在提醒我们。那我们有很多很容易有很多圣经的知识，我们会在头脑里面来认识它。
And he reminded us, we may already have a lot of biblical knowledge in our head.
但我们是要在生命里面，我们是要来，真的是在我们生命，在我们经历里面，来让这些能够来真正能够从灵里面能够来认识。
But we truly have to reveal or carry it out via our daily life.
然后我想孙弟兄是特别讲到认识基督是我们的目标。
Brother Shen mentioned it is truly our goal to know about Christ.
所以他就是从那个腓立比书这里来特别讲到这一个生命改变是有这四个点。
So he focused on Philippians and mentioned that there were four areas of transformation.
第一个是讲到是要 to know, 是一个刚才已经有讲到了，就是认识，是生命的那一个认识。
The first step is to know about him.
第二个他是特别讲到那一个就是得着基督。
The second is to get hold of him.
就是 gain Christ.
Gain Christ.
所以得着那是讲到我们是呀，得着那一个能力，得着那一个借着我想许多的是吧事情神在这里安排，但是也借着我们有这样的追求，我们得着那一个能力，得着那一个供应。
To gain is to gain his power and his supplies.
而且要得着实际上是有丢的，有很多东西是要丢掉的。
If we want to gain, we may need to lose something.
所以那一个丢就是有很多我们是要 let go, 要 give up, 然后我们才能把基督真的是得着。得着它是至宝。
So give up something, let something go in order to gain.
我想这些要讲的话都是很多，但我想只是点点。第三点他讲到一个是享受基督。
Third item is to truly enjoy our Christ.
那一个享受基督他是特别讲到我们知道那一个腓立比书第四章那是讲到那一个喜乐的是吧，基督能够成为我们最大的满足，无论是在各种境况的里面。
So Christ is truly our ultimate Lord, giving us all the joys.
然后第四个，他讲到一个彰显基督。
The fourth item is to reveal Christ.
就是我想我们不单只认识，是我们那是在那个第一章20-21节，那你讲到保罗是讲到他说活着就是基督。
So the fourth one is to reveal our Christ, and it's not only about to know about Him.
所以这里他有一次是讲到这四点，然后在这一个基督为目标的时候，像他也特别在讲到那一个腓立比书的第二章，讲到基督的那个 mind。基督的那一个心。
So while he was mentioning the four categories by focusing on Philippians, he also mentioned Philippians chapter 2 that is about Christ's mind.
而那一个他是讲到很多时候我们并不懂得那一个神的那个心意，神的那一个 mind, 他的想法。
Often we may not truly know clearly about Christ's mind.
但是在那里他把那一个基督那一个降杯他就是我们都很熟悉的，但是他能够很具体把那一个降杯那一个七步的那一个降杯能够很清楚的讲出来。
那什么降杯
Humbling.
Yeah, he revealed the humbling of our Christ.
所以他讲到我们都知道是在那个腓立比书第二章，就是从第六节那里，他讲到他本有神的形象，他不与神为同等为强夺，但他从他本有神的形象一直到他死在十字架上，他有七点，他一步一步神是怎么样，耶稣是怎么样的，一步一步的他愿意来这样的降杯，他显到很具体，有很多实际的情况，是让我们能够在那里能够来真的是明白那一个心意，那一个降杯。
There were seven descriptions about how humble Christ is, like Philippians chapter 2 verse 6, and who being in very nature God did not consider equality withGot something to be used to his own advantage.
我想，实际上这些是对我最近有很多提醒。一个他讲到不强夺，就是 not grasp.
Not grasp has been a great reminder to me.
但是他不强夺，他不是。我想很多时候我们会去争很多的事，但是你看，他那里还讲到不强夺。第二点，当然他有七点了，但我们知道一个是他 empty himself, 是吧，他虚己。
So Christ humbled himself by also emptying himself.
然后他 他 humble himself， 他是那一个就是自己卑微。
Christ humbled himself as well。
所以是在这一些的里面，我想这些实际上是包括不单只是在我们个人，我们工作，也在教会里面，我想他有很多很具体的一些呀这些的教导。
There are many applications we could use in our daily work and as well as serving at church.
我想另外有一个，我想是讲到与基督受苦，那一个是彭弟兄，彭广存弟兄他讲。
It was Brother Penn's message to teach about the sufferings together with Christ.
当他讲到的，让他用很多的，他讲到与基督受苦，他从整个旧约，他有从新约旧约新约，他讲到每一位的这些所记载的这些人物，来讲他们能够体会神心里面的那一个苦痛，然后他们愿意与神一同受苦，然后他们愿意走那条路，然后他们得着神给他们的应许。
So brother mentioned when he was mentioning the suffering together with Christ, he truly covered all the disciples from the Bible, all the characters who suffered with Christ by truly knowing his bitterness and his goal.And they chose to suffer together with him in order to fulfill his purpose.
他讲了很多，但是他每一个人，他都每一个人物，他都点了一点点。
He mentioned every character and their characteristics.
他讲到当挪亚、亚伯拉罕，然后很多，但我想我只讲一个我领受比较深的，讲犹大。
One of those that I had the most gaining is Judah.
但我们知道犹大是，他本来是把约瑟给卖了。
And Judah, he sold Joseph.
但是等到犹大，等到他没有粮的时候，他们没有粮食，他们要到埃及要去借粮食的时候，他那里就问，我想我们可以稍微看一点。
But when they were out of the food, and they when they were about to head to Egypt to borrow food.
犹大他有一点，他原来是不体谅他父亲的心意的，但是他后来他能够来明白那一个心意，然后后来神是让犹大的这一个族能够君王是从他那里而出。
In the very beginning, Judah did not truly know about his earthly father's mind, but in the end, he truly learned, and God blessed his tribes to have our Savior.born.
他一开始给他父亲造成了许多的伤痛。
He caused a lot of pains for his father.
因为他把他的兄弟，他父亲最疼爱的那一个孩子，给卖到埃及。
Because he sold his the favorite son of his father to Egypt.
但是我们知道，到后面。他知道他父亲的伤痛。
However, he learned he hurt his father badly.
因为我们可以看一下是在创世纪，44章。如此读一节就好。 创世纪四十四章二十二节。那你说，我们对我主说，童子不能离开他父亲，若是离开，他父亲必死。
Genesis 44 verse 22. And we said to my Lord, the boy cannot leave his father. If he leaves him, his father will die.
当那边的那个情景，我们知道是，就是约瑟那时候已经把他们都也问到，他们说实际上他们还要借粮食，但是他们是还少了一个，就是也是约瑟同一个母亲生的那个便雅悯，还在跟他父亲在一起，他父亲不肯放他。
So when they were about to get food from Joseph, Joseph found one of the brothers was not present.
Yeah. 所以约瑟知道了，约瑟就说你下次再来借的话，你一定要把那个儿子给那一个他的兄弟要带过来。
So next time when you come, you have to bring the other brother who is not here today.
So they just got the second time. They don't have any money, right? They don't have any food. They just have to come back. So they just have to bring that son over.
And they had no other choice but to bring Benjamin over.
Then what?约瑟他就对那个 Benjamin 特别好，然后就把他说要留下来。
And Joseph was treating Benjamin so well, and he would like to keep him there.
然后就可以让他的兄弟们可以回去带粮回去。
And that the rest of the brothers can go home with food.
但是在那个时候，犹大他知道不能这样做。
At that moment, Judah knew he could not leave behind his brother.
所以他这里是说，他能够知道，说父童子不能离开父亲，若是离开他父亲，必定死。
Now he truly knows the verses we just read that the son cannot be without his father.
然后那后面这就有更多的话，他会讲到说他呀，我想这就是后面也是在四十四章。这里所讲的就是四十四章，他那里是他真的是明白他父亲里面的那一个心痛。他说四十四章三十节，我父亲的命与这童子的命相连，如今我回到你仆人我父亲那里，若童子没有童子与我们同在，我们的父亲见没有童子，他必死。这便是我们使你仆人的父亲白发苍苍、凄凄惨惨的下阴间去了。
Judah truly know what in Genesis 44 verse 31 mentioned. So now, if the boy is not with us, when I go back to your servant, my father, and if my father, whose life is closely bound up with the boy's life,Seeing that the boy isn't there, he will die. Your servants will bring the gray head of our father down to the grave in sorrow.
然后三十二节，因为仆人曾向我父亲为这童子作保，说我若不带他回来交给父亲，我便在父亲面前永远担罪。
32 says, Your servant guaranteed the boy's safety to my father. I said.If I do not bring him back to you, I will bear the blame before you, my father, all my life.
现在求你容仆人住下，替这童子做我主的奴仆，叫童子和他哥哥们一同上去。
Verse 33, Now then, please let your servant remain here as my lord's slave in place of the boy, and let the boy return with his brothers.
所以这里我们可以是读到那一个犹大，他是有一个生命完全改变，他现在他理解他所做的事是对他父亲多么的伤害，他也悔改，他也为了这些，他现在都能，他愿意，那就看到 他是愿意，他体会他父亲受苦的那一个心肠，他也愿意和他父亲一同受苦，他来代替这一个童子。
So here we can see the total transformation of Judah, that how badly he hurt his father, but then he repented and he was willing to make it up by staying as the replacement of his brother.
我想这是弟兄特别讲到啊，刚才提到，当他做的这些真的是就像我们主所做的，但他也后来向盟主大大的祝福。
He did what Lord did to us as well, but he did in the end, and he was truly blessed.
我想彭弟兄的那一个主题当然是与主一同受苦，但是我们要是与他一同受苦，我们就必和他一同得荣耀。那个是在罗马书第八章十七节。
So Brother Prince's message is to suffer with the Lord, but we actually will gain the glory together with him as well.Like Rome mentioned.
那一个就是等到羔羊的婚宴，我们所盼望的来到的那时候，主要再回来的时候，我们可以一同愿意与主，能够与主受苦，我们也能与主一同得荣耀。
Yeah, that is true. When we join the festival of the Lamb, we suffered with him, and we're going to gain the glory with him as well.
其实还有一点，就是那个讲到复活能力，是吧？我想就是在这里很有意思的，腓立比书第三章第十节，他是先讲到认识基督，然后先讲到的是晓得他复活的大能，然后再讲到那一个和他一同受苦。
So another item to mention is the power of resurrection. In Philippians, it mentioned, and the first step is to truly know about his power of resurrection. Then it's the suffer together with him.
我想我们都是人，我们都害怕受苦。
We're all flesh. We are afraid of sufferings.
保罗也是。
The same as Paul.
但怎么可以我们真是能够来体会，然后也能够真与神能够来一同受苦呢？
But how they could choose to suffer together with Christ?
很多时候我们想是我们先受苦，我们再经历那一个死而复活的大能。
Sometimes we assume we need to suffer first in order to experience the power of the resurrection.
很可能在经历上是这样，但是他有一个先晓得。所以保罗在那里特别是讲到你要先晓得那一个复活的大能。
Yeah, the Paul mentioned it's so important to know about this first.
然后我们才能够有那个心智，有那个力量能够来和他一同受苦。
Then we can be equipped to go through the suffer with him.
这样我就停在这里，要是可以我们就唱诗歌419首。
419.
Thank you.
今天我们唱了很多诗歌，那个我们开始的时候唱了221首，后来我想到为什么要唱这一首。我们提供我们大家记得在圣经，在这个诗歌本里面有很多诗歌，也不是很多了，有一些诗歌它是同一首曲调，就是两首诗歌但是同一首曲调。
We've seen a lot of hymns today. Actually, in this hymns book, there are quite a few hymns. They are written in different words, but they actually share the same tones.
我们可能大家有印象。那但是有没有一首诗歌，它是在两处地方，但是歌词是一样的？
Have we noticed two hymns that they at different places? But the words
在这七百多首里面，我不知道你是不是就记得哈。那但是不用去找，就是我们今天唱的第一首诗歌，221首。
That's the one on the screen.
那我们结束的时候就是唱它的另外一处地方，在537。也许这个曲调我们更熟悉一些。第一次我觉得大家唱的时候，我们好像没有完全把那个感觉唱出来。那537可能我们曲调更熟悉一点，我们结束的时候我们一起来唱。
And we can sing from another place in the hymn book.
Yeah, 我们唱537，我们大家一同起立来唱这最后一首诗歌。感谢赞美你，主啊，我们可以到你的面前来。主，我们实在是走铁旅，主啊，我们乃是朝着西安而行。主啊，你的教会也在行走，主啊，在迎接你的路上。主啊，但愿我们有一个心乃是朝着西安。主啊，但愿你的话语 你的作为激励我们，主啊，叫我们下垂的手、发酸的腿能够挺起来，主啊，让我们的头仰望你，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣基督。主啊，你加我们的力量，主啊，你吸引我们，叫我们愿意快跑来跟随你。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。好，请坐。还是有一点。